This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to use a word now that is going to be sweet, sweet music to Jay Powell's ears, if, you know, he's listening. Disinflation. We talked about the CPI and all that a couple of minutes ago. Amara-Kate and I did. And yes, overall prices are still going up. We have covered that. But we did get some data today that maybe kind of could be showing inflation cooling off in some parts of this economy. September retail sales were basically flat. Import prices were down. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Think of inflation as a runner. In parts of the economy, that runner is slowing down, still going forward, just not quite so fast. Gregory Dacco, chief economist at EY, says, like our runner, inflation is flagging a bit.
I think we're starting to see some indications in some sectors that prices are not rising as fast as they have been over the past year.
For example, the Labor Department reported today that prices for September imports rose 6% over the past year. That's the smallest year-over-year increase since February of 2021. Oxford Economics chief U.S. economist Kathy Bosjancic says even food prices lost a little momentum last month.
The pace of inflation, food and price year over year, did slow. So it was 11.4 in August, and it slowed to 11.2 in September.
This all sounds good, but inflation isn't cooling across the board. Going back to our runner metaphor, in this economy, there are like a million different runners, and they're not all slowing down. So while inflation is fading just a touch for food, prices for services are still shooting up. Gary Hoover is an economist at Tulane University.
It's one of the more baffling things that is happening in this economy, and it's got to be a combination of pandemic and other geopolitical factors that are taking place.
Things like the war in Ukraine, which doesn't fit into any economic model. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.